Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're on your radio at 94.1 in the free Odyssey app. And streaming live on YouTube. Hi, YouTube folks. How you doing? No Phillies baseball on WIP tonight. We have a day off before series in Houston. But we'll talk about the team anyways because they are smoking right now.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
Going to be a lot of talk about Ring the Bell book during the High Hopes Jackie Baseball reports.
Oh, yeah?
The book's here.
There it is.
Yep. When we opened the show talking about it, but listen, we got books to sell. We got mouths to feed.
Now, the rumor is the pre-sale sale is still going on for another week, right?
Yeah.
Free shipping, autograph book.
Autograph book, free shipping.
There you
go. All you got to do is go to ringthebellbook.com, and you'll get it before Amazon.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And we want to go to you directly to you instead of Amazon.
We don't
right?
want to go to Amazon.
No.
Yeah.
Eventually, it's fine.
Yes.
But if you have a choice.
We're a real mom and pop operation.
There you go.
And I'll drive it to your house since I don't want to pay for shipping.
Dude, I would love that. I would love if you. That would be a good bit one day.
It would be.
You just delivering the books directly?
A mailman?
Yes.
Exactly.
Don't give Spike any ideas.
Yeah. Oh, then Morgan signs me along with me.
Yep.
It's going to be videotaped the
it's
entire
already
time.
Happening.
I see the wheels turning in your head.
Already happened.
So before we get into everything, we got an update on Harper. Thompson talked about Andrew Painter. Just off the weekend, and I'm curious from really both of your perspective, but like what'd you see from that Mets team? Because like what I saw is a really top-heavy lineup that falls off atrociously after, you know, Alonso.
They are missing
Vientos.
And our guy that we hate, Jesse Winker, wasn't...
He sucks. Whatever.
Well,
he sucks.
Whatever. He crushed us last year.
Yeah, he got hot for the first time in 6 years.
Okay. Right.
But like that lineup, pretty atrocious. It feels like the pitching staff, that voodoo magic that they had going on, maybe running out of steam a little bit. Hit around Reed Garrett on Friday, who had been disgusting. I don't know. Like, they're good. I didn't leave this weekend being like, oh, look at the Mets. Look at the Mets.
No,
I didn't leave feeling that way.
Yeah.
I will say this, though. Saturday gave you a glimpse of how quickly they can turn a game around.
Oh, Saturday was jarring. I mean, seven solo home runs.
Yeah, like that made me think, like, my goodness.
Yeah, I was like... Can we mix in some home runs? I know that they've done a better job of like mixing in some doubles recently, so it's not just 16 singles in a row to try to beat you.
By the way, did you see the name of the
pitcher? We don't like small ball anymore.
Well, again, it's fine. Just mix in some slug, even if it's not a home run.
Did you see the name of the pitcher that the Mets signed today to a 1-year contract?
Oh, Dick Lovelady?
Dickie Lovelady.
Dickie Lovelady?
Yeah, his real name's Richard.
Okay. But he goes by Dickie.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, it's right there on the Mets. The left-handed Dickie pitcher, Lovelady. Dickie Lovelady.
Yeah.
That's going to be their new bit this year. It's going to be a new grimace.
Is Dickie Lovelady?
Yeah, Dickie Lovelady.
For me, the thing that I came away
by
with...
By the way, the Phillies should have signed him. He was a lefty that was pitching well in AAA. Oh. Like, they had no excuse not to sign him.
The thing I took away from the Mets was the second thing you said, is just that I have not been worried about their starting pitching, even though, look, their ERA up until the last week has been like starter ERA.
Best in baseball.
Yeah, but it's been like at three.
And
like a really, but it's just not, I don't buy it when I see it.
And I think they're 29th now in the last 2 weeks in team ERA.
And the guy, was it Peterson yesterday?
I like him.
He's a good pitcher. But the rest of the starting lineup doesn't, the rest of the starting rotation doesn't worry me at all. And that's why, and I think of the Phil starting rotation, like I just think of the matchups and there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to beat that team 4 out of 7 times.
And it was huge seeing Lizardo have that. You know, he had the bad start in Miami. Maybe you could chalk that up to the hometown, whatever. In some big games at CBP, he's had that little bit of extra juice.
He was awesome yesterday.
He struggled early. It's like 45 pitches through 2 innings, and then really got into a good rhythm. It maybe I was because now obviously you watch a lot of these games thinking about the postseason. But watching him, like that could be if they play at home. I feel like the extra juice that he feels pitching at CBP, maybe that's your game 2 starter.
Well, if Ranger keeps pitching this way, it's Ranger.
Yeah, but Ranger also on the road's not bad either. Like he's pretty calm, demeanored guy.
Yeah, I don't know. If Ranger keeps pitching this way, Ranger's been good in the playoffs. Hmm? Ranger's my number 2 starter if he keeps pitching this way.
And Sanchi?
Ike?
Man, if I'm going based on today where they are, you got to go Ranger.
You have to.
Yeah.
Especially with his
playoff postseason experience and everything. Yeah. I want to say Sanchez, but Ranger. Man, he's the more experienced guy.
By the way, you get to throw out in a 7-game series at this point, even put Nola to the side.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, for good reasons. Yes. Wheeler, Sanchez, Lizardo, Ranger.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dude.
I know.
I mean, come on.
Now, one of those guys that you probably won't see in a playoff rotation is Mick Abel.
No.
No.
Well, the fastball doesn't move.
Yeah, it's I think
it
the
moves
bigger
the over bigger the fence.
The bigger problem is he doesn't have good enough command for his off speed, but like whatever. Like he can't the guys are just sitting on his fastball because everything else they can just spit on. But they can just take it. Take There's no it. Reason to yeah, to
there,
swing at it.
There it is.
And then they can just wait
baseball
for the fastball
lingo.
Yep. Listen, I gotta up Broads.
Yes.
When he starts doing all his jargon.
Right, yes.
So I gotta up it a little bit. So that would make you think, what if he keeps getting shelled? Could that mean that Andrew Painter comes up? I don't know. Rob Thompson didn't sound too keen on that idea over the weekend.
How much have you seen Painter to this point? I mean, obviously, you've seen video, but how much have you seen him? Do you have a handle on what he is now as opposed to what he could be in July?
Not really. I mean, I've seen the tape. I've seen him throwing spring training games a few times, but actually once. That was the game he got hurt against Minnesota.
Is there a connection there?
I hope not. But I've seen his BPs and things like that. I'm just going off of what other people tell me, what they report to me. And, I think the poise is very good. The composure is very good. You know, he stays healthy and he's pitching well, then he deserves to be.
He's more working on durability right now, I guess.
Yeah, making sure he's healthy.
Sounds like he's got to earn it.
Yeah. Well, where's he going
to? Sounds like you got to earn it. No, it sounds like they're not anxious to bring him up here.
Because he hasn't looked great so far in AAA.
Well, and he certainly doesn't look better than the guys that are in the starting rotation right now.
Except unless Abel is getting hit around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that change plan.
Yeah. Painter, you can't trade a guy who's got a 5 ERA in AAA.
Well, they're not going to.
Untradeable.
He is untradeable. Let's not WIP this up.
I'm not. Why don't you relax? You're hosting on WIP in the afternoon.
Let's not WIP this up.
Okay. Well, let's not high hopes this up.
Yeah, I'm trying.
All right. Well, I'm just saying.
I'm with you.
Yeah,
I'm with
what you all do.
It's not a high hopes podcast.
You all do.
Yeah, what you all do. Trade everyone. They all suck.
No.
I swear, you can't say anything.
No,
man. You can't say anything.
You know what? 5 ERA is actually good. I take it back. It's good.
Developing.
It's good. Yeah.
He's developing.
Developing.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
What about Mick? Mick is still developing?
Yeah.
Of course. He's not a finished product.
Yeah. Well, how many?
He's not.
I didn't say he was.
Prospect development is not linear. I try to tell you that all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like this. Here's my question.
Yeah.
If they bring Painter up, like, next week, how many no-hitters do you think he's going to throw this year for the Phillies?
I know. That's what he's got to do.
Today on High
Zero.
Hopes.
For him to be the best, he's got to come up and be an ace from day one.
Okay.
Yeah? Or trade him.
No.
Well, in this, we don't have time to develop guys here.
Yeah, you do. You got to balance them out. You got to balance for developing versus trading some. You got to know which ones to trade.
No, I just meant the team, we're trying to win games right now. We don't have games to throw away trying to develop guys.
We'll develop them in AAA.
Yeah.
You can stay down there.
For a little bit.
Okay.
Until old Knowles is ready.
All right.
Harper also talked in the broadcast last night about his injury update. How's this make you feel?
I know Phillies fans are dying to know. What are you hoping for in terms of a timetable of coming back? Sometime next 10 days, something in that range?
Obviously that would be great. I hope everything goes well enough to be able to do that, but I don't want to put a schedule on anything right now because it's so early in the process. We've swung the last 2 days and swung it well. You want a row?
And Rojas pulls it down.
Took 45 swings yesterday, 45 swings again today. Everything went well, so I'm definitely happy about that.
It was something you dealt with a bit last year, yeah?
Yeah, it came on a little bit last year for me and was able to play through it pretty well and then went away in the offseason and came back slowly this year and then got to the point where I couldn't do it. So I thought the best course of action would be, sitting for a couple days and getting it right.
What's the injury? What is it? One thing, I'm glad that he didn't play this weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that it seems like they are taking a measured approach to him coming back. Take some swings, see how it feels. Take more swings, see how it feels. I'm trying to figure out whether he's being measured about this or he took swings and it doesn't feel right and that's why he's not in the lineup.
Yeah.
That's what I keep trying to get back to is the two things. One is, are they being measured because they're smart or are they being measured because it still hurts? And the other thing is I would like to know what we know more about Embiid's knee than we know about Harper's wrist. And that's saying something.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like the Embiid's knee, we know. Mm-hmm. We know what it is. Harper's wrist, we have no idea. So I hope he's back, but I continue to wonder why he's not.
Yeah. And just trying to read between those lines, doesn't sound like it's about to happen anytime soon.
It doesn't.
Doesn't sound like that. I mean, he could have easily said, we're close.
Right.
Feeling good.
Yeah.
Heading in the right direction. Shouldn't be much longer. I'm trying to get out there as soon as I can.
Well, what's interesting is that Dombrowski talked last week about how he's cleared.
It's basically on his timeline.
Right.
And I don't think, Bryce is not a guy that says to me wants to sit out and wait.
No!
Dying to get on the field. So that's where my concern comes in.
Well, I agree.
The other thing that makes me think about is is he, this happens with injuries. We saw it with Trey last year, was when after he had the hamstring, he didn't run well the rest of the year, not because he couldn't, but because he didn't trust it.
Right.
And I wonder where Bryce is on trusting his wrist, because I think the last thing he probably wants to do is come back and then wind up on the IL again four games later because the wrist isn't responding the way. Look, the Phillies are doing him a favor and doing themselves a favor by playing good baseball while he is not in the lineup, giving them room to breathe with the Harper thing. And I know this sounded impossible a week ago, but I do wonder if they can get to
they're going to the All-Star break.
The
7 to 10 days puts them at the July 3rd, and the All-Star break is
the next
12th,
week,
13th.
Right.
Yeah. You might as well just shut it down for a little bit.
At that point, I would love to see him this is on the Phillies too. This is on the rest of the team too, to continue to perform and make sure they don't fall into a hole and put extra pressure on him to come back. But I would love if they could get to the All-Star break without him. I mean, can you imagine we're in first place with Bryce Harper missing 6 weeks, Aaron Nola missing, 7 weeks at that point, and we're still in first place at the All-Star break, given the record. It would be a great thing and a great addition to have after the All-Star break if you can wait until then.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, listen, when you give him the option or the ability to say, listen, you're cleared, whenever you feel good enough to go back out there and play, it's on you to do it, and he's still not eager or jumping at that opportunity, that lets you know something in there is bothering him.
Yeah.
And what I can't understand is, did he get hit in the wrist?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Or is this just...
I think it's just wear and tear.
Yeah, for the nature of his swing?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't make sense to me.
Well, what if it's...
That doesn't make sense to me. Swinging a bat, wear and tear.
It's a lot of wrist turning over.
Yeah, over and over and over.
He was whacking that thing. Well, you got to tell... We have guests. We do have guests. One of the opposite sex, by the way. Which is why I've tried to refrain from joining in on any reindeer games today, which we normally have going on in the studio.
It was well timed.
I'm trying to.
It was well timed.
Yes, it was. It was. He's been on it all day as if he doesn't care.
Yeah.
But my only thing is, Fritzy.
Uh huh.
Do we have a record of anybody else going through this?
Of risk, like in the history of baseball?
Just give me the last 10 years.
So it's interesting. What's interesting?
A chronic wrist injury with no real contusion, or he didn't get hit there or anything. It's just from wear and tear swinging a bat.
So what's interesting is that his good buddy Jason Wirth had a ton of wrist injuries, and that's why he got let go by the Dodgers back in 2006.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe that's someone he can talk.
A ton of wrist injuries. Give me Jason Wirth when he played with the Dodgers in 05, 06.
Yeah.
That's 20 years ago.
And then he figured it out. He turned into one of the best players in baseball for a little stretch there. Like, he's got a... There's clearly not a surgery that can just fix it. That's the concern level here with the wrist injury.
He's going to be dealing with it as...
It might be the Utley knee situation.
Yeah.
Wrist injuries.
Well, what
man.
It's, it's
guys, man.
Oh,
man.
Here we go. The soft athletes from today.
I'm just saying, man.
It's just like...
I didn't know you played in the 70s.
I'm just saying, I may as well play in the 70s. I may as well.
He's either got tendonitis, arthritis. He's got something in his wrist.
Okay, well, tell me that then.
Well,
yes.
But that's
tell
like...
Tell me that.
By the way, I'm just stunned at the lack of transparency on what it is. They could say what it is. And the reason they're not saying what it is because whatever it is would terrify people. Like the fact that they will have to be clear, and they've said half of it, they just haven't said all of it. They have said, again, the same thing we said on Embiid, was that there isn't a surgery that's going to fix it. Also, they don't feel like him playing on it will do further damage to it, which, by the way, is the same exact thing they said about Embiid. The difference is like you can't, I guess it's the same. You can't play basketball if you can't run, and you can't swing a bat if your wrist is, especially like the power part of it, is him getting the torque that he gets to hit balls as hard as he would like to. Mm-hmm. I would imagine too, we've talked about
A golfer goes through this.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How many of them?
I don't know.
Ike doesn't believe any injuries anymore.
No, I believe the injury. Listen, y'all want me to just take it at face value that his wrist hurt? Okay. Without knowing exactly why when he injured it or anything else. Okay, his wrist hurts.
Well, and
I don't know. He's missing 5 weeks from his wrist.
Well, Spieth's been dealing with wrist injuries since 2023, and we know he hasn't Spieth. Jordan Spieth. I just typed in golfers with wrist injuries.
Well, it's been a year. It's been a year and a half. Of wrist injury for Bryce.
Yes.
And it's been a year and a half for Jordan Spieth, too.
Well, he typed in golfers with wrist injury.
Corey Connors, your boy.
Well, it's all I know, it's been a year and a half of the wrist with Bryce, and they still say that there is no, that they're not planning on any sort of surgery or anything like that. So what that tells me is that whatever is wrong with Bryce Harper's wrist is going to be wrong with his wrist for as long as he plays, and it'll be different levels of it, and hopefully it settles down, and maybe he does strengthening things in the off season to make it better, but like, it's just going to be there.
His wrist was fine when he was on TikTok cooking.
Well, look, don't get me started on that.
I missed the TikTok video.
Maybe less TikTok.
Well, if your wrist is
if you want me to WIP it up.
Yeah, I know. Why don't you just do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, say it. Trade him.
Maybe he's got carpal tunnel from all the TikTok and he does.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe he's got carpal tunnel. He's on his phone too much. You know?
I know.
Less cooking, more hitting. Bryce. The Twitter question.
That thing.
There it is. The Twitter question. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Which should the Phillies be? What should the Phillies' top priority be at the deadline? Bullpen or another bat? What do you think?
We don't get both.
Well, let's say you could only have one.
You only have one. I'm going to still go with the bat. Only because I think we got enough pitching that we can move guys around that if we have to put somebody in the bullpen,
we'll have one of the
starters. We'll have one of those guys be able to do it. So I would still go with the bat.
What do you think the poll is at?
After this weekend, they're probably going bullpen. So I'd say bullpen 68%.
79.8%.
Ooh, 79.
79.8%.
That's basically 80% right there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Coming up next, you know, Jack isn't the only guy in Philadelphia who wrote a book. Joe DiCamera isn't the only guy in Philadelphia who wrote a book.
Man.
No, there's somebody way more important than those two guys that wrote a book.
Is he going to sell more books than I am?
Something tells me he will.
I would imagine he is.
Something tells me he will. Something tells me there's not going to be a free autograph when you pre-order that book either.
No. Yeah. You think we'll get a copy?
Something tells me we won't. Maybe Ike will. We won't. 215-592-9494.
Else is writing a book around here.
Yeah, well, you should write a book.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to write a book about?
I have no idea.
Okay. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So glad you're with us today. We'll have Everyday Eagles in a moment, as it is 74 days until kickoff. Tell you about
it. 73 days.
Let's go.
I think it's
73 days.
73?
Yeah.
Because we talked about Sean Andrews in the pre-show meeting.
Right. Are we sure Justin's right?
Nope.
No.
Okay. All right.
Also, it feels like we haven't done Everyday Eagles since we're 92 days away from the first game.
It was in the 90s the last time.
Look,
we did,
man, don't, like, people are going to think they missed it or something. You don't have to tell them we didn't do it.
Yeah, Fritz.
Well, we were arguing about Jalen every day. So last week, every day was Everyday Eagles when we argued about Jalen. There it was. Oh, there we go. We did it every day. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, I'm worried about Harper, man. I hope my guy gonna be all right. When he was talking on the broadcast, he just ain't seem like he He's like, yeah, you know, we're hopeful. Like, he ain't have no, you know, like, oh, like how Ike was saying, like, oh, you know, we're close. I'm just nervous, man, because we ain't going nowhere without him. You know what I'm saying?
Well, ultimately, so, you're right. Yeah, you're
ultimately, talking about, yeah, yeah.
Ultimately, yes, we're not winning anything.
I am encouraged that they have played well without him. And I've and I think that, you know, I think he takes on a little, I like this about him, he takes on a little too much responsibility himself. And I think if they weren't playing well, it's one of those things where he would force his way back. Whenever he comes back, I want him to be in a situation where he believes he can go straight through to the end of the year. So if it means staying out another 3 weeks so he can get his wrist to a place where he thinks he can play through October, I think that's the right way to handle it.
Yeah, that's what we needed. Also, you graduated. You almost at, I mean, you are a grandpa, so you at grandpa level now, because you out here talking about, oh, but when he was doing TikToks, you know, his wrist. Hey, that's what dad say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Yes.
You can hurt your arm. When you was on that phone, it wasn't hurting. Like,
oh, dude, are you kidding me? I use that with my kids all the time. If it was a TikTok video, you would know what's going on right now.
Or how about this? When somebody doesn't text you back and you see him post something on TikTok or Instagram, it's like,
yeah, get off TikTok and answer your text.
Answer
man.
Your text. Yeah.
And like, one thing about the Phillies, I'm excited. You know, I'm optimistic about what happened this weekend. Obviously, the Saturday due to the bullpen, but I think we do need another bat, especially with, like, if we don't know, like, the timeline and the return time of Bryce Harper. Like, I mean, Aaron Nola will be back at some time. Now, we don't know how good he'll be, but it's like the way our starting pitching is, if you have to put one of those guys into the bullpen, you know what I'm saying? I do feel, like, good about that. But I just – it's like I don't know when Bryce Harper coming back. So that makes me nervous, you know what I'm saying? So I just I don't know. If we was going to add somebody, if we can't get both, I would want to add a bat, you know what I'm saying?
Well, but I don't think you're adding a bat as a hedge against Bryce. I mean, because if Bryce isn't here, like,
they could
go on a run.
Yeah,
but
what I'm saying is if we add a guy that could be a bat, that could be a consistent player, if Harper has to stay out 3-4 weeks, like we're okay with it now with the way the Phillies are playing right now, but we know this thing can, you know, flip on like a light and it could go the other way. You know what I'm saying? Like baseball, you can come and go. So that's why I'm saying, like, the most good players we got here, until we can get the MVP back, you know what I'm saying? That's going to make me feel better.
I agree with you there. I would like both. Ultimately, if I had to choose, it would still be my nightmare is still the bullpen in the playoffs and not a bat. But yes, I hear you. I would like both.
Hey man, we gotta keep ring the bell as the top book in Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? So I know y'all about to do y'all little talk, whatever. But ring the bell, the top book, and I need you know who to stick to playing football, because the last team that was writing and selling books, it didn't turn out too well. So I need you to stick to playing football. Hey, you my guy, but you know what I'm saying.
I hadn't even thought about that, Corey. Yep. I hadn't even thought of that.
Corey, next question today. What is the worst?
The worst, I think I said this a lot before, but the worst is when you try to do online shopping and you go to check out and they don't got Apple Pay. And you got to go get your wallet. Like, what is this site?
I hear now, you see, on that one.
That's a younger generation problem right there.
It is, though. If I'm sitting somewhere and I do it and it doesn't have Apple Pay, I'm like, I got to walk all the way over there, get my card. Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're right.
It is. We are spoiled, though.
Totally. I don't even go to stores to shop anymore.
Right. Yes.
I go straight to Amazon.
Yeah.
For everything.
It is 73 days or 74 days to kick off. Right. So why don't we do Every Day Eagles?
Every Day Eagles.
We are either 74 or 73 days until the Eagles kick off their season against the Dallas Cowboys at Lincoln Financial Field. Two little notes on Everyday Eagles today. A very happy 50th birthday to one Howie Roseman.
Happy birthday!
Oh, yeah.
Howie Roseman, 50.
50.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I mean, a strange career it's been for Howie to end up where he is. I think that when you go back to the chip moment of him deciding to stay with the organization after they demoted him. And by the way, like, publicly embarrass him. I don't think that, that was not the purpose.
Yeah.
But
you never know with Chip.
Well, you might have been from Chip, not from the organization overall.
Yeah. Yes, I mean Chip, yes.
Get that guy out of my way.
Yeah.
But, you know, like him, you just think about the different paths and the different things that could have happened. Who knows what his career is? People might not be talking about him as a Hall of Fame, you know, general manager. Yeah. Who knows if the Eagles win, forget about two Super Bowls, who knows if they even win one Super Bowl if he doesn't do it. But 50 years old, and from a career standpoint, him doing what he does, he's in his, like, he's got 15 years of his prime left if he decides to continue doing this.
Well, think about this. He's been a part of the Eagles organization for half his life.
Yeah.
I think Howie joined the Eagles in 2000 or either 2001.
Well, because Richie talks about him doing his contract stuff with him, you know.
So when he was younger and was the apprentice to Joe Banner and, you know, learning the business and how he got in, it's 2025. So that's 25 years. So it's almost half his life he spent here with the Eagles and being in that organization and having the ups and downs that he's had and the redemption that he's had to on the way to me, I believe, having a Hall of Fame GM career. Yeah, it's one of the more it really should be an inspirational story. For as much flack as he's taken being here throughout the course of his career, you can do a 30 for 30 on Howie Roseman's career.
Well, we had fire Howie signs
right outside this window, yes.
You know who it kind of reminds me of? He didn't have the same ups and downs. It reminds me of Spoelstra a little bit. Eric Spoelstra signed, you know, started with the Heat
as a video guy. Yep.
And then just became, now he's considered one of the greatest
Hall of Fame
coaches of all time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
he looks great for 50, by the way.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, you guys are looking fine. When you get, you know, you
fine.
Well, I'm already there.
Yeah, no, but fine. You guys look good for 50. Like,
well, I'm not 50.
The funny thing is, in 2015, Howie looked 50 then.
Yes, he's always.
Yeah.
He might have looked 50 for 20 years, and that's why he's.
Yeah. Now then, his aging has gone backwards. You know, from the time he's gotten back in, and they won the Super Bowl in 17. Prior to that, he was stressing. He looked a little older than he really was.
Although last year, I do appreciate when they lost 6-7 in the Bucks game. The press conference, he looked like he had his beard grown out a little bit. He looked like he was going through it then, too. That might have aged him as well.
Well, the one thing I will say, and he's a lot different than any of the other GMs. He seems to wear what we feel on his shoulders as well.
I think so.
Like how he feels what everybody else is feeling around here.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
There are some guys that do not pay attention to what's going on. That is not Howard.
Right.
He is hearing everything that everyone is saying.
And it weighs on him.
I'm sure. How could it not?
Yes.
How could it not? I mean, we talk about the pressure, and we'll talk about this guy in a second, but the pressure the quarterback goes through in Philadelphia. Ultimately, Howie is the one who has to make the decision on everybody. Has to make the Hurts decision, the Sirianni decision, all those decisions come back to him.
And what's the best, Howie? When his back is just against the wall.
Yeah, he's a problem then.
Yeah, he comes out swinging, man.
There's a lot of versions of Howie I like. Jokey Howie's a good one, where he's just like, thinks he's funny.
Yeah. Well, that's just like confident Howie.
Yeah, like cocky Howie.
Cocky Howie.
He's a problem.
Yeah.
Absolute cocky problem.
Well, got himself into a little hot water this year on the podcast.
Sex joke?
Podcast Howie Williams. The sex joke.
Yeah, podcast Howie, we don't need
podcast
that
Howie post-Super Bowl?
Yep.
That's a problem.
We had the sex joke, and we had the we don't draft anyone who ever gotten in any trouble, and we got, like, you know, celebratory Howie, maybe this.
But we like him when he's buttoned up a little bit more.
Now, that was also post getting hit in the face with a beer, Howie. So
I forgot about that. And he took a beer can to the head.
He did slice his head right open.
For this city.
For this city.
Look at what he's done.
I bleed for this city!
All right.
Me, I'd have been like, who the bleep through that?
Yeah, you'd still be looking for him. Put out a bounty on him. You know it.
It made Howie look really unathletic.
If
and it
you
wasn't
got
his
hit
fault.
In the head with a beer can, every Chickie's remote we would do from now until the end of time, you would be looking out at the faces of everyone there to see
damn
if you
right.
could identify.
Which one you got? Yeah, damn right.
Every Eagles pregame show, every live broadcast, everything, you'd be looking for that person.
Damn right.
Yep.
The beer can to the head.
Now we've noted that our very own Jack Fritz is an author, but he's not the only author in Philadelphia. ringthebellbook.com, in that Jalen Hurts has authored a children's book called Better Than a Touchdown. Here's what Jalen had to say about it.
What's going on, everyone? It's Jay Hurts tapping in. I'm back home on the east side of Houston, Texas, where it all began for me, Tice Elementary, and I'm very excited to share this moment with you guys. It's always been a dream of mine to have my own children's book, and I'm blessed to say that dream is now becoming reality. We're better than a touchdown. It's a lot of hard work, a lot of love put into this book. It's very heartfelt because without the lessons learned, I wouldn't be where I am today. And so I'm excited to extend those lessons to the next generation, and hopefully it uplifts them just as the many lessons I learned did the same for me.
Better Than a Touchdown comes out in March of 2026.
Next year.
Yes. Yeah, so they're going to put the finishing touches on it.
Man, it's early.
Yeah. You know.
Promoting that thing already?
Yeah. Now, Corey's worried about him.
Not even a Christmas book. What is that? Next year? That's not even a book for Christmas.
No, it's March 10th of next year.
Yeah. Now, right. Corey's worried about Jalen writing a book. Something tells me there's not going to be that many words in this book.
I mean, come on.
It's a children's book.
Okay.
Not because he can't write a book, but because it's a children's book, you know. And you can see the picture of it. It doesn't even look like a young adult book. It looks like a kid's book.
Right. Jonah Kammer wrote a kid's book, right?
Yes, he did. Well, that was for young adults, right? That's for what he said.
A coming of age story.
11 to 16.
11 to 16, yeah. Yeah. Well,
Jalen's is younger.
Yeah, that's what kid's book. That's what it looks like. Yeah, it looks like a little kid's book.
Yeah, I'll get one for Walker and Sutton.
And the will you?
No.
Well, why not?
Can't.
Why not?
Nah.
Oh, dude, man. We're buying them one.
Uncle Ike's gonna get him one.
Yeah. Oh, great. Great.
Now the character in the book is named Jalen.
Nice,
but it's not Jalen Hurts.
course.
Yeah.
But it's a story all about Jalen's trials and tribulations.
Yes.
But it's not Jalen.
But it's not Jalen.
I think. Yeah. Per Elliot's tweet. I didn't get the PR.
God, Elliot. Has he already read the book?
Oh, well. Thirsty Elliot, I'm sure, is going to say it's the best children's book of all time.
Elite children's book.
Yeah.
Let me just say this.
Yeah.
I'm okay with this book as opposed to Nick Foles' book.
Yeah, at least it's not like 300 pages like that was. It's 15 maybe.
And Nick Foles was not the starting quarterback.
Well, yes. There was that. Well, and Doug did his book at the same time.
That was the worst. Yeah, yes. I didn't need Doug writing a book. Thank God Coach Nick Sirianni has not written a book that we know of yet.
He doesn't seem like a book guy. Seems like maybe a children's book guy as well, Coach Sirianni.
Pictures only?
Yeah. Picture book.
That's why I'm never writing a book. I don't need my book scrutinized like
no.
that.
Yeah, I know. And Spice basically called me an idiot for 2.5 months since this whole book came out.
I bought one.
You did, well, I know. You bought one strictly to see how dumb I was.
Oh, yeah, nah. We're definitely going to read it. We're going to have a breakdown.
Dude, as soon as I get my copy, we are doing readings of the book here.
You really don't have to.
Oh, I'm going to. Yeah. It'll be to help sell the book.
Of course it is. We have story time right here.
Yes, right here.
We have story time.
Here's where Jack sounded like a loser.
Yep. Maybe we'll get Honest Jack on for that.
Imagine this. Does the camera read his book in the mornings?
His own book?
Yeah. Does he read? Do they read any excerpts from his book?
I don't know.
Any passages
from DeCamera's book?
He's going to be shameless with his book talking about
Well, him. We got to have him on this show and then just obliterate him when he's... Yeah.
Oh.
Well, because apparently he wrote it because his nephew didn't know who Julius Erving was. And he said, that's a violation or whatever.
Text him a link, Joe.
He wrote it because his nephew didn't know who Julius Erving was.
And so this is where I take my stand.
Yeah. Well, Joe doesn't know that the internet exists, and there's plenty of opportunity.
How old was the kid? We're grilling the 6-year-old?
Yeah, on... Dr. J. Come on. 215-592-9494. Jack?
Welcome to the show.
There you go. Well, here.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. Listen, summer's heating up.
Yep.
Your AC's on the fritz.
Oh, the worst.
You like that one?
What if it was happening now? What would they do, Jack?
I know. You know what they got to do?
Tell them.
They got to call my guy, because I got a guy now.
Oh, you got an HVAC guy?
I do. Christian Home Services has you covered with all your cooling, heating, and plumbing and electrical needs. The guy's a Christian, came out a couple weeks ago, checked out the house, gave me the old rundown, checked my AC.
In good shape?
It's in pretty good shape. I'm going to need to get a little
Did
bit
you
of upgrade.
The guy's a Christian?
Yeah. No, guy's at Christian.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's not, well, he might be.
Might be, but point is I got a guy.
Yeah.
And they hooked me up with a preferred partner plan, which includes priority service every time you call, a 15% discount on all service parts and labor, and free HVAC and plumbing home inspections. Plus, they got the best service in the business and a team that you can trust. 90% of AC system problems can be traced back to bad install. That's why premium installation matters, and that's all Christian does. Right now, check out their summer special, zero payments and zero interest for 18 months or $2,000 off your new HVAC system. Christian Home Services, now you've got a guy. They've got me covered. They've got you too. Visit ChristianHVAC.com.
Can I tell you, Jack, you're going to appreciate that when there's a problem that you get that priority or whatever.
Yeah.
Because that's when everybody calls.
I'm just going to say, hey. You know who I am.
You have the priority.
Yeah.
You have that service or whatever.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. Eagle Shirley, you're on WIP. What's up, Cheryl?
Hey, family. How y'all doing?
Great. How you doing?
What's up, Eagle Shirley?
All is well. Listen. Oh, man, I'm listening to y'all. Just getting off work. I would love to call in earlier, but I have a new job. I'm still doing adjunct professing, and there's a lot going on. But I'm calling to say hi. Loving what my fields are doing. Happy birthday, Howie. I want to say I got you, man. I got you, bro. I got you, man. I got you, dude. But anyway.
That's probably the only person that said that to Howie.
Yeah,
but Howie—that is probably a singular sort of message that you're giving Howie. Obviously, he got a lot of happy birthdays, but one like that is probably only coming from you.
That's legend. But my boy, legendary. Ike Preach, hanging out Saturday. Oh, no, that was yesterday. It was Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Hanging out Sunday, doing this thing, you know, for the football youth academy clinic. he was doing his thing, and I'm paying attention, and I'm watching, and I'm like, okay, I keep going around to the kids, and, you know, I decide, you know, let me get down here and do the little runs, do the little drills. And I'm watching, and I'm like, well, what is going on? Why is he kneeling down? Why is he getting ready to go through these ropes? Why is he up? I can drop the ball.
You just had to add that part in there.
Oh, you dropped the ball. Oh,
yes.
Well, he wasn't a receiver.
That's what I said.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You should have Tom Brady.
I did. Yeah.
I try not to laugh. But it was so good seeing you out there with the kids. And, oh, my goodness. Yo, you on defense all day long. You're the best at it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, stay on the side. Yeah, stay on the defensive side of the
right.
ball.
Right, not a tight end. You're not going to transition to tight end at this point in your career.
No, not even that. But no, it's good talking to you. I really, 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 really wish I could call in earlier. But like I said, I got this new gig going on, and I'm still doing my thing with my fields. You know, I like what I see what's going on, and I see a lot of people been giving flack lately. But I just sit back and let everybody else give all the flack, and then I'm waiting my turn, because I know I'm never off the bandwagon. I'm never off with my teams. I'm with them ride or die, win or lose. It doesn't matter. That's my team. That's my squad. I'm going to be with them. Same with the, you know, my Birds. Although the Flyers ain't did much, and Sixers, they like on this line of like, okay, are we going to be alive? Are we going to die? What's going on? It's so many question marks. I want to be there for them. It's just the season, the way it ended, it just hurts you. So you just don't know which way to go with the Sixers. And I want to cheer for them. I want to be there for them. But I don't know what they're going to do on Wednesday and Thursday. I have no clue. Spike, I know you're a big Sixers, or a basketball person. So Do you have any idea of what's about to happen for them and with them?
I think they will get VJ Edgecombe or Trey Johnson. One of those two guys. And if they can trade back, they will. So, and what's going to happen next year? I don't know. I hope it's good. I'm just like you. I am crossing my fingers and praying, but I've done that before and it hasn't worked. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. My last question, I'm going to let y'all go. This is not a big major deal or anything, but I don't know, and I'm probably late to the camp for this conversation because it happened a while ago. But has anyone talked about, or have y'all talked about Michael Vick and versus DeSean Jackson out here at the link, you know, that's coming up soon? Has that been a conversation?
Not really.
Do we care, or do anybody care?
Well, we care. As you get closer to the game, yeah, we'll probably discuss it more.
Yeah. I don't think most of us don't know much about those teams.
Yeah. Or have an affiliation with the schools.
Right. Now, it's cool that they're coaching against each other. Yes. That's a sentence I don't know that I would have ever dreamed of five years ago.
I would not have ever dreamed of that.
Coach DeSean versus Coach Mike Vick. I didn't think that was going to happen. Okay. But it's cool.
I think it's cool.
I got tickets for the game. Just so you know.
Oh, no, I'll be there, too. I'll be there. Yeah. No, we'll definitely get into that, Eagle Shirley.
And I'm down with the book. I'm down with the Jalen Hurts book. I got you, baby.
I thought you meant Fritz's book. Doing,
and I know it's 2026 coming out next year for the kids. And I got a surprise for y'all. I got one, too, but that's to be.
Hold on. You got a book, too?
In the next couple of weeks.
Oh.
But you know,
no wonder you called.
Wait a minute. Hold up. You know I do stuff for the ladies. So I have my own, you know, different audience.
Yeah, of course. You know, yes, of course. So yes.
This is to continue to help elevate and encourage and educate and empower and keep them included. So I'm all against being, you know, excluding women from, you know, football.
Yeah, for sure.
And stuff. So yeah. When I teach in these classes, a lot of stuff they ask. So, you know, instead of me just having these private sessions, you know, why not share?
Now we'll put it in the book. So yeah. Yeah.
I think it's going to be short and simple to the point, and it's going to help a lot of the guys,
yep,
a lot of
that's how we write them.
The ones that carry it out. It's going to help your all out. It's going to be a book for everybody.
All right. I'm getting my wife a book.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a book.
Everybody gets a book. I'm writing a book, too. Yeah. Thank you for the call, sure.
But, yeah, I love you all, guys. Appalachia.
All right, Eagle Shirley.
All right, good to hear from you, Shirley.
Good people.
Jack, you got a lot of competition. First to camera, then Jalen Hurts, then Eagle Shirley.
Yeah, you guys gonna make any money, man? Everybody's tapping into the market.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody even reads.
No, I know.
What a weird time for everybody to write a book.
Yeah. I'll do the audiobook, too. You guys going to buy an audiobook?
I actually will.
You are doing an audiobook?
You're doing it? Oh, okay.
No, I don't know. Okay. I'm going to hire Buzz to do it.
Yeah, your voice is not what I need to hear.
Well, yeah. I don't need to hear Buzz either.
Hold on, man.
Oh,
man,
Luke.
Get Luke to do it.
Luke.
But we're not putting people to sleep.
Deep voice Luke.
Come on, man. It'd be like Morgan Freeman, man.
Yeah. Come on. He's legendary.
James Earl Jones.
Yes. Yeah. Jack, what's coming up in the top 5 and 5?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're back to 5. We're off doing 11 now. You're back to 5.
Age-old debates that I believe are now settled.
Once and for all.
Settled.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did it once and for all.
We did do that.
Did
we
not matter, but we did it.
Yeah, we didn't. We didn't solve any of this debate.
We didn't solve anything.
It never was going to matter. It never was going to matter. It was a good bit, though.
That's the trick.
Yeah.
All right, age-old debates that are settled.
Yes.
Coming up next in the top 5 of 5. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.